Barbarians of Rome, Scythian Warfare. Scythian warfare was typically done on horseback, and thus their army had a lot of horses and cavalry. This gave them an advantage over traditional armies of the complex civilizations of the Near East that were overly dependent on infantry. Mounted archers were vital in the Scythian army as they gave them sufficient range to keep them free from engaging with the enemy, but could also kill somewhat effectively. Their practice with the bow on horseback made them skilled shooters, but it was the fast, repeated volleys of arrows that did more significant damage. They would use guerrilla tactics to deceive their enemies while bombarding them with volley after volley of arrows and darts, and after the enemy broke their unit cohesion, the Scythians would charge with lances and close-quarter weapons. Herodotus stated that the Scythians, who have neither cities founded nor walls built, but carry their horses with them and are mounted archers, living not by the plow but by cattle, and whose dwellings are upon carts, these assuredly are invincible and impossible to approach. The most famous representation of Scythian armor is that of scale armor, but early Scythian attempts at defensive wares were so much simpler and consisted of animal leather or hide, which in some cases were covered with plates of iron or bronze. Only after their contact with Mesopotamian smiths and armorers would the Scythians develop the much more effective scale armor, which better protected the torso against spear and arrow penetration. Scale armor would prove so popular amongst the Scythian ranks that it remained the main armor of the Scythian armies until their disappearance in the 4th century AD. The helmet also naturally evolved as the Scythians came into contact with new types of warfare and new models made by other civilizations. Around the 6th century BCE, the Scythians used a cast bronze helmet, which gave good protection to the lower parts and the back of the head. This type of helmet is commonly named the Kuban helmet. It has been found in archaeological excavations around the Kuban area, a region in modern-day southern Russia. However, from the 5th century BC to the 3rd century AD, along with their body armor, the Scythians used a scale helmet. This piece of headgear consisted of a pointed leather cap, which was then covered with overlapping metal scales. This scale type of construction, like the body armor, gave good protection against sword and spear attacks, and so it was widely used amongst the Scythians. Alongside the adoption of the scale helmet, another model would be adopted by the Scythian aristocracy, Greek helmets, either Corinthian, Chalcedian, or of Attic origin. Scythian weaponry consisted of three types: long-range melee weapons, such as spears and lances, close-range melee weapons, which is dagger and swords, and mobile projectile weapons, javelins and bows. Spears would be used extensively by mounted or foot warriors to thrust in their enemy and at a safe distance and for throwing. They would be between 170 to 180 centimeters, 5 feet 5 inches long, almost 6 feet long. Evidence of longer spears and lances were found in some Scythian burial mounds, kurgans, but it has been such a rare occurrence that historians think these type of weapons, which could reach up to 3 meters in length, were only used by specialized cavalry units due to requiring higher skill to maneuver them successfully. Swords and daggers were used by the Scythians, but it was more important tool for ritual and religious practice than combat. Some of the most impressive Scythian swords found to this day in archaeological excavations are merely ceremonial ones made of gold and adorned with Scythian animal art style. This is not to say that they didn't use the sword in combat. In fact, there is evidence that they used two types of swords, a short one and a long one, with the latter having more practical use in mounted combat due to the longer range. Other weapons used by mounted warriors included the javelin, which was basically a smaller spear that had a small, sharp pyramid head. While it was mainly used to disable shields or slightly injure the enemy, it could kill or gravely injure someone. Lastly, the bow, without a doubt the most popular weapon used by the Scythians, and arrowheads were found in burial mounds of commoners and kings alike. It was the essential weapon for these warriors. The bow had a curved structure, and the length was up to 120 centimeters, a little less than 3 feet. The bow was mighty, but stiff, and considerable strength would have to be needed to master it. Once mastered, the bow revealed to be a potent long-range projectile weapon that could shoot arrows up to a distance of 200 or more yards. The arrows were made of reed or branch staffs and a metal or bone tip with fletching made from bird's feathers. People conquered by the Scythians would meet a ruthless and powerful foe, which, according to Herodotus, would not have mercy upon them and would practice human sacrifice. That's not very well supported by archaeology. Historians can't say for sure if the bloody practices Herodotus described of their captives are true, or if he's just portraying the Scythians as inhumane and barbarians that transmit the idea that the Greeks were culturally superior. Now, the sources for this, the Germanic people, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owen, the civilization of the Celts by Launay, and the civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.